Garmin replaces a beloved aviation product in its lineup. What will this mean? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At the recent Aircraft Electronics Association convention and trade show in Reno, Garmin reserved one of the event's big announcements, not for AEA's new product introduction showcase, but for a private dealer's party that evening. The new GTN 650 and 750 will gradually replace the GNS 430 and 530 in the lineup. When I got the chance to talk with Garmin's Director of Aviation Aftermarket Sales, Jim Alpizer, I had lots of questions. You'll hear our conversation in two parts, today and tomorrow. My first question was, how did Garmin get the new product certified, in stock, and ready to ship before it even made the unveiling to the dealers at AEA?
Boy, I tell you what, a lot of planning, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, quite honestly. Doing avionics, making, designing, manufacturing, producing, stocking avionics is not an easy thing in this day and age, in this world, and particularly with a sophisticated product like the GTN 750 and 650, and to time that in such a way where we were able to introduce the product, announce that it was fully FAA certified, including TSO and STC, and have some substantial quantities in stock and available for shipment, that night, basically, was an incredible accomplishment for the entire Garmin organization. And all the planning that went into to that evening, we love that product so much, the new GTN series product, that we really wanted to celebrate its introduction into the world in a pretty grand way. And when the 430 and 530, actually when the 430 was introduced almost 13 years ago, we did a unveiling for that product in a private environment in front of our dealers. And so being able to kind of rekindle that spirit and that enthusiasm that we had from 13 years ago was really what last night was all about, and I think we hit the ball out of the park. It was a lot of fun for everybody that was there.
Well, it was fun for me, and I wasn't even a Garmin dealer here. You talk about product life cycles, and you said something about love for a product, which is neat, because that means you're as much of a geek about this stuff as I am.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the love for the 430, 530, not just among the people at Garmin, but among the people who have them installed in their aircraft. You did say that those two products aren't going away immediately. It'll depend to some extent on parts availability, that if you run out of the stuff they're designed around, obviously you can't keep doing it. But what is the feeling about managing the transition from the public's expectation, the flying public's expectation, in terms of transitioning from this thing that they have known for years and maybe are comfortable with into something that's obviously way more capable but yet new and quite different?
Right. Well, I tell you what, the new GTN 650 and 750 series, I mean, it is a complete ground-up, clean sheet of paper design and architecture. Garmin does a good job of leveraging our internal resources across the board. And several years ago, we started an effort on redesigning our user interface. And the 430 and 530, when that product came out, revolutionized aviation for its ease of operation and what it added into the general aviation marketplace. And, 12, 13 years ago, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so when it came time to look at basically replacing that product, because we are going to have, some parts obsolescence issues sometime in the next couple years, most likely. But when it came time to redesign that product, we kind of looked at ourselves and said, we really need to come up with reasons that this product is going to be so compelling that our existing customer base is just going to be drawn to take out their 430 or 530 and install a new GTN 650 or 750 or both. And like I said, it on the surface, you look at the marketing materials and you look at the promotional graphics that we have. It all looks pretty cool, but is it really as good as everybody says? Well, I challenge each and every single person out there to get in front of it, touch it, experience it, play with it. And you'll fall in love with it, just like everybody at Garmin has. And the feedback here at the Aircraft Electronics Association convention, all of our dealers are falling in love with it as well. It was such a fun time last night, because we went through our presentation and our introduction, and everybody immediately jumped out of their chairs to get a closer look. And we had five different stations set up, and every single one of them had dozens and dozens of people around it, people holding up their cameras, trying to take pictures and video so they could show the folks back home or some of their customer base. And so it was really a very enthusiastic, a very well-received introduction for us. And like I said, get in front of the product and you will see a world of difference.
Well, you can see it from a distance and see a world of difference. I mean, it's almost double the size of the display on the 750 over the 530. And I guess obviously the big change is touchscreen. And everybody I know who loved Garmin was starting to notice the difference in user-friendliness between a button architecture and a touchscreen architecture. How much did you guys have to go through internally before you decided that it was time to make that switch? Because when that technology first came out, it had a number of drawbacks.
Sure. And we did a lot of studies. We've done a lot of research on the topic. And I tell you what, we really think that we have come up with the absolute best possible combination of touchscreen interface and button knobology still. The cool thing is that I think the 13 or so buttons that we had with the 430 or 530, most of those have gone away. We're now left with a home key, a direct two key, a dual concentric knob in the lower right-hand corner, and a volume control knob for the comm and the nav. And that's it from a button or knobology standpoint. But that still lets each and every person still do all your primary controls for the product without having to use the touchscreen. So all your direct to functions can still be done using the more traditional methods of button and knobology. You can tune your direct to without having to touch the screen. You can enter and accept it without having to touch the screen. You can do a flip-flop. Even though there's not a flip-flop button per se, you can do a flip-flop without having to touch the screen. But the real nice thing about the touchscreen element of it is the simplicity that it adds and the quickness that it adds. It is so much more efficient to do data entry using the touchscreen technology that's why I think people are really going to fall in love with it. Is it's going to be somewhat familiar to our existing 430, 530 customer base because of the button and knobology that we have retained, but the expeditiousness of how they can now enter data into it and how they can access data is just a perfect world.
More with Garmin's Jim Alpizer from AEA 2011 in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Sirius, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Sirius Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Jim Alpizer of Garmin about the new GTN 650 and 750. There are two types of training that will need to accompany the new products. One involves the dealers, who got some instruction during a pair of two-hour sessions at AEA. But customers and prospective customers will also want hands-on time. How will both needs be handled?
You know, I think it's for the dealers that are in attendance here, they're going to have a huge advantage because, you know, the installation documentation is very thorough and very detailed, and we can cover a lot of ground verbally in a very short amount of time and help them comprehend the information that they would otherwise have to read through. So the folks that are able to make it to Reno here for the Aircraft Electronics Association, they're just ahead of the power curve, quite honestly. But all the information is available to each and every single dealer out there, and it's written in such a way that it's certainly a self-study. People know this business very, very well. So we've got, you know, over 700 qualified avionics shops, Garmin authorized dealers across the U.S. and across the world. And so it's just the folks that are here are going to have a much quicker transition. In general, for the installation itself, I'll just mention a couple of different attributes about that. The 430 compared to the GTN 650, it is about the same footprint. So somebody who has a 430 in there can basically have the same hole size. There's no change in the size that of the panel that it has to go in. It does require a new rack. It does require a new connector on the back side of it that's pinned out a little bit differently. And the reasons for that is just because we've got so much more incredible capability with these products. So we're really setting the stage for a lot of future growth and future improvements as well by integrating and installing these products into the aircraft.
Do you know if Garmin has plans to do any of the regional AEA events, or are many of the people who would attend those already here?
So a lot of the folks that would come to the regional AEA events, a good percentage of them are here, but we absolutely participate in the regional events as well, and we're a very big contributor to training our avionics installation facilities, both at the AEA events and at our headquarters in Olathe, Kansas, and so we've made a huge commitment to training, and so it's readily available for those that would like to take advantage of it, and we're going to be out there to support the product and support our dealers.
On March 29th, just days after this conversation at AEA, my question about whether touchscreen technology would migrate up the product chain and replace the buttons and knobs approach was answered. In an unveiling in Tampa, Florida, Cessna introduced an updated Corvallis TTX with a panel called Intrinsic, based on the new Garmin G2000. In tomorrow's second and concluding segment of this conversation, how customers will get trained to use the new GTN 650 and 750, light squared broadband versus GPS, and what else is happening at Garmin these days. Jim Alpizer is Director of Aftermarket Aviation Sales for Garmin International. Find out more about the company and its products at Garmin.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.